أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وأذن في الناس بالحج يأتوك رجالا وعلى كل ضامر يأتين من كل فج عميق. ليشهدوا منافع لهم ويذكروا اسم الله في أيام معلومات ليشهدوا منافع لهم ويذكروا اسم الله في أيام معلومات فكلوا منها وأطعموا البائس الفقير. ثم ليقضوا تفثهم وليوفوا نذورهم وليطوفوا
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، قال الله عز وجل في القرآن الكريم: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل هل يستوي الذين يعلمون والذين لا يعلمون. وقال تعالى: إنما يخشى الله من عباده العلماء. وقال تعالى: إن أولياؤه إلا المتقون. صدق الله العظيم. Respected brothers, it makes us very very sad indeed that our Hazrat Wala Dawud Barakatuhum is not here present with us. Lately Hazrat health is not very very good, and we need to make a lot of dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala grants him shifai kamila ajila mustabirra. It's a very, very great blessing to have people of Hazrat Wala's caliber in our midst and in our lives. Such people who can guide us, and such people who can advise us, such people who can show us the road to Jannah, save us from such actions and deeds and amal that takes a person to Jahannam. Such people who will show us how to live here in this world in such a way that our life becomes very, very pleasant here in the dunya, and it becomes pleasant in the qabr, and in the akhirat also. We get a beautiful life, life full of enjoyment, full of joy, happiness. So such is the caliber of our Hazrat Wala Damat Barakatuhum. Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala gives him a long life.
Amen.
Just one, I've been reading, mashallah, whenever I get a chance I read the Mawa'iz of our Hazrat Wala Damat Barakatuhum. Just on the note of this one ayah of the Holy Quran, which is a dua also. رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَةً وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنَةً وَقِينَ عَذَابَ النَّارِ. People, normally when you ask them, what is the meaning of hasana fi dunya, they'll tell you maal, payha, for my yamal. But Hazrat Wala, mashallah, what Hazrat Wala says is also from our Dada Hazrat Wala. And I quote Hazrat Wala, Damat Barakatuhum, that atina fi dunya hasana means that hasana in the dunya is pious wife, number one. Pious children. It's very, very simple to remember. 6 points. In Tabligh also got 6 points, am I right? So this is also 6 points. And people have got a lot of misunderstanding about Tabligh, about the 6 points. The people ask, they tell you, that kya Tabligh is only 6 points. I say, Wallahi al-Azim, if these 6 points are come into the person's life, the whole of deen is in his life. In the 6 points, it's a capsule in which the whole deen is hidden. Similarly, in this year, in this Rabbana Atina Fid Dunya Hasana, it's also a capsule. If a person adopts all this, then inshallah the whole of deen will come into him. Rabbana Atina Fid Dunya Hasana. Fid Dunya Hasana. One is a pious wife. Second one is pious children. Third is halal rizq. Fourth is knowledge of deen. And fifth is what? The understanding of deen. These are two different things. Knowledge of deen is information, but the other one is understanding of deen. And that will only come when a person makes amal on what he knows about deen, inshallah. And the sixth is good company, for company of the pious. Good company of the pious is actually 7 points. And the last one is praises from the people, but not praises in the sense that we understand it. That, you know, we do amal to show people so that people praise us. No. We must live our life in such a way that people speak well of us. Why? Because when people speak well of us, then inshallah, the day we die also, people will say, Bo haro manasuto, nek manasuto. And the moment the people say, good, he was a good person, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, takes that very, very seriously. That from this we can understand that how valuable we are in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That when people talk good about a person who has passed away, then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala treats him accordingly. On one occasion, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was with the sahabas. So there was a janazah that passed. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked the sahabas, kaisa admi tha, how was he? Which type of a person was he? So the people said, Ya Rasulullah, very good person. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, wajabat. Then the second janazah passed and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked the sahabas, kaisa admi tha? How was he? So they said, Ya Rasulullah, not a very good person. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, wajabat. So somebody asked Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Rasulullah, what is wajabat? What's the meaning of that? Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that the people spoke well of the first person, so Jannat became wajib on him. And the second person, the people spoke ill of him, so Jahannam became wajib on him. So this is what is meant, that we must live our lives in such a way that people speak well of us. Hazrat Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi, whenever he used to go to the Baba, we also go to the Baba sometimes. Hazrat Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi used to go to the Baba, and then the Baba would ask him for 5 rents or 10 rents. Hazrat would always give him 5 rents extra. Just to make you understand, I'm using the word rents. Somebody asked Hazrat Imam Sahib, the Baba charges 10 rents, why do you give him 15 rents? So Hazrat Wala says, you know, the Babas are normally such people that all the whole world's news come here to the Baba, and then he passes on whatever he hears from the previous people, he passes on to the other people. Then he adds his masala and his salt and his pepper in there. Lies and everything comes into it. So that's why I give him 5 rents extra so that he speaks well of me. Allah give us tawfiq, brothers. Alhamdulillah, Abu Hazrat Wala, I know him not from now, I knew him from when he was a young man. We were both studying together in Yasfa. And Hazrat Wala, I must tell you, Hazrat Wala is a person who is a born waliullah. Normally you find people who are hamdars, contemporaries, classmates, they don't speak well of one another. But Alhamdulillah, I've seen Hazrat Wala personally from very, very close quarters. I was very close with Hazrat. I was a student at that time. Hazrat Wala was also a student. In fact, Hazrat Wala took services from me by making me teach him Gujarati when I was in Miaspa. So I taught Hazrat Wala Gujarati. So because of that, Hazrat Wala says, I'm his ustad, but I'm not his ustad. Hazrat Wala gave me the opportunity to serve him. So I saw Hazrat Wala from that time that, forget major gunas, not even minor gunas did I see from Hazrat Wala. Or a thing like making ghibat or speaking bad about anybody. Or carrying tales from one person to another person. Or even making ghussa on somebody. Or becoming angry on anybody. Not even that. Or telling somebody, advising somebody in an angry tone. Not even that much. And Dini Ghairat, I saw this in Hazrat Wala from the time when he was still a student and he was not even an alim and he didn't even start his ilm. From that time he had Ghairat for Deen. The fervor, the jazbah to defend Deen. And simplicity, I must tell you, from that time, and we also say, when Hazrat Wala is, whenever he gives bayan, alhamdulillah, if you can use two words, if there are two or three words, and some words are very, very difficult, Hazrat Wala always use a simpler word. He will never use a jawbreaker, or a big word. I remember when I was in Yas Farm, and then I said on one occasion, I said, can you give me a tumbler of water, I told somebody. So Hazrat Wala said to me, but I don't say tumbler, say glass. So alhamdulillah, Hazrat Wala's mission is this life mission, that people abstain from sins. And that was the life mission of our Dada Peer also, Dada Shaykh Hazrat Mawlana Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib, Damat Barakat, Rahmatullahi Alayh, Allah give him Jannah. Because if a person abstains from sins, although he doesn't make long, big ibadat, whole nights of ibadat, inshallah he will become, not only he is regarded in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he is the greatest of worshippers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala, that ittaqul maharim takun a'budan nas. Keep away and stay away, abstain from sins, you will be regarded as the greatest of worshippers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in awliya'uhu illa al-muttaqun. Allah Ta'ala's friends are only those people who are muttaqun. Muttaqun are those people who keep away from sins. So whatever Hazrat Wala's mission is, Allah makes it that we understand the mission of Hazrat Wala. And we stay away from sins, and we abstain from sins, inshallah. So inshallah, we make dua, sincere dua to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala give Hazrat Wala kamil shifa. And Hazrat Wala may be with us for many, many years to come, inshallah. Inshallah, I will read a small nazam for you people. Although the nazam is very big, but these days my voice is not too good. As you get older, these things do happen. Make dua, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala keeps intact with us the gifts that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has given us. Inshallah. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim.
Ilahi ye alam hai gulzar tera. Ilahi ye alam hai gulzar tera. Ajab naqsh-e qudrat namudar tera. جہاں لطف گل ہے وہی خار غم ہے ہے گل خار میں گل میں ہے خار تیرا اللہ 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 Allahu, Allahu, Allahu. Allahu, 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 Allahu. عجب رنگ بے رنگ ہر رنگ میں ہے یہ ہے رنگ صنعت کا اظہار تیرا خوشی غم میں رکھی ہے اور غم خوشی میں عجب تیری قدرت عجب کار تیرا یہ نقشہ دو عالم کا جو جلوہ گر ہے ہے پردہ میں روشن سب انوار تیرا یہ کوتاہی اپنی نظر کی ہے یا رب تیرے نور کو سمجھے اغیار تیرا اللہو 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 تو ظاہر ہے اور لاکھ پردے میں ہے تو باطن ہے اور سخت اظہار تیرا تو اول نہیں ابتدا تیری یا رب تو آخر نہیں انتہا کار تیرا تو اول تو آخر تو ظاہر تو باطن تو ہی ہے تو ہی یا کے آثار تیرا اللہو 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 جزاکم اللہ خیرا
الحمد لله الذي هدانا لهذا وما كنا لنهتدي لولا أن هدانا الله وأكمل لنا ديننا وأتم علينا نعمه ورضي لنا الإسلام دينا فلا نعبد ولا نستعين إلا إياه أما بعد فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والفجر وليال عشر وقد قال الله تعالى في مقام آخر وأذن في الناس بالحج يأتوك رجالا وعلى كل ضامر يأتين من كل فج عميق وقال تعالى أيضا في مقام آخر لن ينال الله لحومها ولا دماؤها ولكن ينالوا التقوى منكم صدق الله العلي العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين أستغفر الله من قول بلا عمل لقد نسبت به نسا لذي أقمي أمرتك الخير لكن ما تمرت به وما استقمت فما قولي لك استقمي يا ربي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على طه سيد المرسلين بلغ سلامي روضة فيها النبي المحترم يا خير من دفنت بالقاع عظمه فطاب من طيبهن القاه والأكم روح الفدا لقبر أنت ساكنه في العفاف وفيه الجود والكرم هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته لكل هول من الأهوال مقتهم يا رب بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على بشير النذير محمدا يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. Respected elders and friends, we learn from our elders, as Hazrat Maulana Rafiq Sahab Daun Barakatum has mentioned, humbleness. And this is a great lesson of these days, that Hazrat Maulana, our elder, our senior, Hazrat's compatriot, and only few words, he asked me, can I say some words? And where he's asking a useless person like me, a junior like me. And I said, Hazrat, speak till tahajjud also. Speak as long as you can. But Hazrat only said few words, he just only wet our mouths and he stopped. So we should beg Hazrat, he should have carried on and inspire us even more. However, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's fazal and karam, that Allah ta'ala has brought us here on this very, very great occasion, in this very, very Mubarak month, we have all come here to listen to our honorable illustrious Shaykh Harif Billah, Hakim ul-Ummat of the time, Hazrat Mawlana Ashraf, Hazrat Mawlana Abdul Hamid Sahab, Madda Zilul Ali. But we should not be fooled that if Hazrat is not here, Hazrat, what is called tawajju, Hazrat's special focus on this majlis is here all the time. Hazrat, despite his health, whatever programs carry on, Hazrat's mission is that the work of deen must carry on. And Hazrat keeps a tab all the time and inquires that who made the program, how did the program carry on. And this is what is called tawajju. Today we all know about radiation. We know about radiation in the microwaves. We know about how our... garage motors, etc. work. We just press the button, the garage gate is opening, etc. We don't see any wires. So man-made radiation that we believe, we accept. So if man can make radiation, this is just a glimpse that what spiritual radiation Allah Ta'ala has created. And really spiritual radiation is that radiation that will raise a person above the ranks of the Malaika. It will raise us above the ranks of the Malaika. And Malaika will envy and say, are these angels or we angels? These same people that once upon a time, so to say, we had an objection that they will come on the face of the earth and they will create havoc, bloodshed, etc. But they sitting in a majlis like this, they making zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They talking about Allah. They talking about His beloved Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And they have got 110, as our Shaykh says, so many lafra, so many problems, so many bills to play, etc. Yet they have got time for this. And Malaika, they have got no other work whatsoever. So Malaika start envying these human beings. So it is only Allah ta'ala's special favor, Allah ta'ala's grace, Allah ta'ala has connected us to such a great wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And real connection, respected elders and friends, is how much we follow in the lifestyle of our beloved honorable illustrious Shaykh, how much we follow in his teachings and make it part of our life. And Hazrat Mawlana Rafiq Sahab Madda Zil Ali has mentioned that the life mission of our Shaykh, our honorable Dada Shaykh, is that guna se bahut dur raho, stay very far from guna, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be happy with us. And agar tu ek mera to aur shay meri, asma mera zami meri, if Allah is mine, the whole world is mine. As and the Hazrat teaches also one beautiful dua, apne qurb ka maza chakale, fir kabhi ranji duri mein na kar mubtila, that oh Allah, give me the taste of your closeness. And this way we will get the taste when we connect ourselves with our hearts to the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are connected to Allah, and if we open our hearts and say, Ya Allah, that nur of iman and taqwa and kayfiyat ihsan, let some drops even penetrate our hearts, and you get the taste of the closeness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then you will be making this dua also, that Allah apne qurb ka maza chakale, fir kabhi ranje duri mein na kar mubtila. Then don't put me in a state of sorrow that now you distance me. And Allah doesn't distance us, we distance ourselves. That when we get involved in some sin, in the disobedience of Allah, we have distanced ourselves from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But like Hazrat says so beautifully, if you got electricity and there's load shedding, the light went off, immediately you know it's load shedding. Now you have to put on all your reinforcements, all the other solar systems, etc., other lights. So exactly the same, the wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the moment he slips, he knows there's some load shedding, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has pulled away his tawajjuh from me. Now he has to put on his reinforcements, make tawbah, make istighfar, beg Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's forgiveness. And thus we learn from the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Without the tanha nahi chal sakoge muhabbat ki raah mein, hum chal rahe hai, tum hamare saath chalo. You can't walk the path of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. The pious servants of Allah, out of their kindness, they say, Ya Allah, they tell us that we are walking this path. If you want to reach Allah, join us and you'll see you'll reach this path. And this is the present time we are in. This is the Mawsam of Hajj. Mawsam of Hajj indicates and declares Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to show us how to reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One is, a person should be conscious all the time. Every moment, a person should be conscious that I am on a journey, and I am on my journey to reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So one is this consciousness. As Hakimul Ummah Hazrat Maulana Ashraf Ali Thanvi rahmatullah alayhi say so beautifully, reh ke dunya mein zeba nahi bashar ko ghaflat, maut ka dhyan har waqt lazim hai usko. That it's not becoming that a human being comes in this world and he remains in a state of unmindfulness. Where we still got time for sports, time for politics, time for gossiping, time for ghibat, this is a sign that we are in a state of unmindfulness. And whereas maut is all the time behind us. Jab aati hai bashar, dunya mein kehti hai usko qaza, main bhi piche chale aa raha hu, zara sambal ke chalo. The moment you come in the world, your qaza, your maut is already addressing you. That I am right behind you, so be careful how you tread. Be alert that I am behind you. And Hazrat has taught us so beautifully that Allah Ta'ala's system is that our rizq goes 40 days ahead of us. And wherever your rizq is, you're going to reach that place. Irrespective of whether you make the effort or you don't. So many times, and Allah has shown us, we haven't dreamt being in certain places and you reach there. Your rizq was written there. Allahu Akbar. One person in the time, and your rizq also is 40 days ahead of you, and your maut is 40 days behind you. Your maut is right behind you. In other words, your maut is right behind you, your rizq is ahead. But we running behind rizq and we forgetting about maut. Rizq Allah Ta'ala has stipulated that little effort that Allah has commanded us, the sunnah of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that is also a test of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. To make us realize, one is we the servants of Allah, and one is whether we put our trust in Allah, our trust in our means. We shouldn't get caught up in the means and forget about Musabbibul Asbab, the creator of means. And maut is behind us all the time. So we should realize this reality and this fact, that where you have to reach for your rizq, you will reach there. And which place you're going to pass away, that you don't know. Only Allah Ta'ala knows. Allahu Akbar. Hazrat has taught us on one occasion, very, very beautiful, that we all make dua, that Allah take us may make us pass away in Medina Sharif. Hazrat says, very good that dua, but more important that you should make dua, Allah Ta'ala, take me in a state that you are extremely happy with me. Wherever am I, O Allah, take me in a, if it has to be in Medina Sharif, Mubarak, Nurun ala Nur. But it shouldn't be that you in Medina Sharif and you are in a state of disobedience and you pass away there and Allah is unhappy with you. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is unhappy with us. As today we see Allah Ta'ala save us. Condition of the Ummah, every small thing for videos, photos, and we're living in the picture world, as our Shaykh says. Today we like picture Muslims, no reality. And this is, we are so fortunate, we got a Shaykh of the Zamana, a Shaykh of the time who make us realize that we should come to reality. We shouldn't love like pictures, and we shouldn't love like artificial people. We have to come to reality. Many of us, sadly, in front of Kaaba Sharif, raising our hands, but we're taking a snap, taking a video and sending it to our family, that see, I'm making dua in front of Kaaba Sharif. We're far away from Kaaba Sharif. Hazrat explains one beautiful incident. Hazrat says that one pious person, he went to Kaaba Sharif and he saw one youngster at Multazam. His hand was up and he's making dua at Multazam, crying. Then the pious person make dua that, oh Allah, give me kashf, open this boy's condition to me. When Allah Ta'ala opened his condition, he saw this boy is totally unmindful. Outwardly, he looks like he's crying, he's in Multazam and he's making lot of dua, but he's totally unmindful. Then he was going to his room and he passed by the shops there and he saw one person, businessman, very busy, giving this one change, giving that one some goods, taking something from somebody else, handling like 5-10 customers at one time. Then he made tawajju on his heart and he said, oh Allah, open his condition to me. Allah Ta'ala opened his condition that he, although he was outwardly in dunya, but he was connected to Allah. Das baka dil bayar, that his hands were busy, but he was connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not unmindful. So this reality has to come into me, into all of us, and this current we will get from the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So anyway, respected elders and friends, Hazrat teaches us first of all, discuss what of the sunnahs of Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And this is also not just a formality of starting a bayan. This is not just a way of starting a bayan. This is a reality. And this is what is called Hakimul Ummat. The doctors of the Ummat, they don't even have to put their hands on our pulse. Before they even, there's some Hakims we have seen, they hardly touch your pulse and already they'll tell you, this is your bimari. So the real doctors, the spiritual doctors, the Ahlullah, they know exactly what is the sickness of the Ummat. So they give us the remedy already. That today we are so overtaken with fashion, so overtaken with the different type of lifestyle, and we have forgotten the valuable lifestyle of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And overtaken in such a way that we even measure our value according to fashionable lifestyle. Measure our value according to the type of cars we're driving, the houses we're staying, which areas we are staying. We're measuring our value according to that. Whereas our Dada Shaykh Hazrat Shah Hakim Akhtar Sahab rahmatullah alayhi has mentioned so beautifully, Madina ki nisbat hai qeemat meri. Madina ki nisbat hai qeemat meri. Wagarna haqeeqat mein saste hum. That my actual value is how much nisbat connection I got with Madina Sharif. And what is the actual connection of Madina Sharif? How much love I got from my beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the sign of love, each one can see himself. Al muhibbu lima yuhibbu muti'un. Who you love, you'll be just following that person, imitating. Nobody will have to tell you where the sunnah dress. And this is what is called nisbat. If you love the Ahlullah, who you connected to, you'll start dressing like them. You won't be shy to wear a topi like them. This topi has got nisbat, it's got connection. And this has, that has led them to the silsila, the strong chain. So this connection with Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, how much connection you have got, that's how much nisbat, and that's how much connect, that is how much your value is. Otherwise in reality, if we only look at ourselves, we are absolutely worth nothing. We are totally useless. Allah Ta'ala has created us from one dirty, filthy droplet of sperm. This is our reality. And our end result is one dead corpse. When our ruh goes out, then even the wife will say, please take away this janazah now. Put it in a qabristan. Just now it's going to blow up. So that is our reality. In between that state,
stages, we've got two bags of filth that we are walking around. Our urine bag, our stool bag. Allah is very, very kind. Allah has covered it up. And Allah Ta'ala has concealed it. And as our Sheikh teaches us so beautifully, when you get up in the morning, make the shukr, Ya Sattarul Uyub. Oh Allah, you the cover of faults. How you have covered my faults? And why you have covered my faults? Because you Ghaffaru Zunub. You the forgiver of sins. You love to forgive. So I've got a firm conviction of Allah. You have covered my faults because you have forgiven me. When we have got this kind of hope in Allah Rabbul Izzat, then Allah Ta'ala according ana inda abda zanni bih. How you think of Allah, that is how Allah Ta'ala treats us. So we should think and have this conviction that Allah has forgiven me. Now we make a firm pledge with Allah. Oh Allah, for today I'll try my best to be obedient to your commands and stay away from all those things we have made haram. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and understanding. So one important sunnah of Hazrat Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and every sunnah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is so important. But during those very special days, Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has taught that we should engage ourselves in recitation of fourth kalima, in recitation of third kalima. These are very, very mubarak days that we are going through. Hazrat have taught us and explained last week, Yawm al-Sab, Laylatul Ahad. Hazrat has made so much courage to come and sit with the brothers and give us advice and fill us with that happiness and joy when we just see the beautiful countenance of our Hazrat. So Hazrat says that in the eyes of Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, there were ten days that were very special in their eyes. 3-10 days that were more mubarak, and they used to exert themselves in those 10 days. The first 10 days that they never used to let it go by, and they were mindful of the beginning of the year, the first 10 days of Muharram. These were very special days. Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum used to engage in ibadat, engage in the obedience of Allah. And remember, ibadat is of two kinds. One is positive and one is negative. Today the ummah, we are in a sense of deception, that only positive ibadat we are doing, that is we make our namaz, we make our zikr, tilawat, but the negative ibadat, and we know, we'll ask any electrician, you tell him you are a very positive man, you only like positiveness, so please come wire my house and only put positive wires, don't put negative wires, but give me current. He'll say, bhai, I can wire your house till the day of Qiyamah, you won't get current. So in deen also, spiritual current, positive wires, that is, do what Allah has commanded us. But the negative wires, what Allah has prohibited, that is just so important. Extremely important. In fact, more important. When you stay away from guna, you'll have current to do those things that Allah has commanded us. So to stay away from the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You made your salah, mashallah. But the moment you go out from the masjid, then the test will come. Woman will come in front of you. Now whether you're going to control your gazes or not. That is the negative of ibadat. So from the morning you make a pledge with Allah Ta'ala. And you ask Allah Ta'ala's assistance, that, oh Allah, I want to be obedient and obey all your commands, and I want to stay away from your disobedience. Then see how Allah Ta'ala will assist us. And that is how a person becomes a wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the first 10 days of Muharram, this they used to regard as very, very honorable days. Then the month of Ramadan, so honorable. But in the month of Ramadan, the last 10 days used to be very, very valuable for them. Hazrat Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has shown us how valuable those days are. Then this first 10 days of Zilhijjah, wherein Allah Rabbul Izzat Himself takes a qasam. Wal Fajr wa layalin ashr. Allah Ta'ala takes a qasam of the time of Fajr. And particularly the Fajr of the day of Eidul Adha, the 10th of Zilhijjah. This is a very, very honorable time, a very Mubarak time. Very Mubarak day. So these 10 days of Zilhijjah are very, very great. And from here we can see Allah Ta'ala's kindness. That Allah Ta'ala is Haqqul Mubin. Allah is the manifestation of truth. Allah is the creator of truth. وَمَنْ أَزْدَقُ مِنَ اللَّهِ قِيلًا. Who can say a more true word than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? But Allah Rabbul Izzat, out of extreme love for me and you, as Hazrat, our honorable illustrious Shaykh, teaches us so beautifully, that we are the parcel of Allah. Allah knows us in and out. Allah knows our mizaj. So according to our mizaj, our temperament, Allah takes an oath. That today, actually, a human being supposed to be such that he should not tell lies. But sadly today, forget human beings, Muslims today, we tell lies. And we, even worse, Allah save me and all of us. We take qasam and we still tell lies. What height of disrespect of the name of Allah, of the zaat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we should make tawbah, istighfar. However, here Allah ta'ala is showing Allah's extreme love, Allah's kindness, that Allah ta'ala is taking a qasam, actually not to impress His truthfulness. Where can Allah ta'ala is, the word of Allah is so great, so magnificent, and Allah's word is only full of truthfulness. So Allah ta'ala actually takes an oath to impress upon mine and your mind, that I'm actually taking an oath. Allah is taking an oath, that means such an important thing Allah is going to mention to us. That means don't be unmindful, don't lose out what I'm going to tell you. The jawab-e qasam, the thing that I'm going to tell you after that is very, very important. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, wal fajr, by the token of the time of fajr. Fajr time is a very, very mubarak time. It's not becoming that a Muslim should be sleeping at the time of fajr. But as our Shaykh teaches us, Hazrat Maulana Yunus Patel Sahib rahmatullah alayhi, used to say so beautifully, that today all over the world, the sons and daughters of Islam are making dua and crying, oh Allah, let Islam rise, let Islam rise. But sadly, when the sun is rising, the son and daughters of Islam are sleeping. So how is Islam going to rise? At that time when they, it's such a mubarak time. And then for health reasons also, Hakims have mentioned, subah ki hawa, lakh rupiah ki dua. That the time, the time of morning, that air is so fresh, so healthy, the oxygen that the trees are giving out. One tree gives out so much oxygen that 60 men can benefit. And thus we learn from our honorable illustrious Shaykh, Hazrat Maulana Shaykh Abdul Hamid Sahib Madzazirul Ali. But at that time, sadly, we are sleeping and we not taking advantage of this mubarak moments. And then we want barakat in our rizq. If we want barakat in our rizq, we first have to pay our allegiance to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And not that Allah needs us to pay allegiance. We should realize it's our duty, it's our responsibility. And we are fortunate Allah has allowed me, a useless servant like me, to come in His court early in the morning and to get the barakah from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the time of Fajr is a very, very mubarak time. Then Allah ta'ala says, these 10 nights of Zilhijjah, we already 5 nights are gone. Half the days are gone already. And if we are in a state of unmindfulness, like Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali has mentioned in his Mautkiyat, Ho rahiye umar misle baraf kam, chupke chupke rafta rafta dam badam. That your life also is going past like a block of ice. If you are mindful, very good. You will make profit out of your life. If you are unmindful, life is going to get finished in any case. It's not that you can block your life and say, now I'm going to change my life. No, like Hazrat Maulana Yunus Patel Sahib Rahmatullah Ali said so beautifully on one occasion. He says one person came to him. And this is how shaitan gives us dhoka and fools us. One person came to Hazrat and he said, Hazrat, I want to change my life. Like I want to take bayat also, but I'm still not ready. So look at the friends of Allah, how they put it so beautifully. Hazrat says, okay, when you want to change? Before maut or after maut? Say, Hazrat, I want to change before maut, obviously. Then Hazrat says, okay, if that is the case, tell me exactly when you're going to pass away by. You know when you want to change before maut? Says, Hazrat, that we don't know. So Hazrat says, this is what Allah Ta'ala is trying to put in your heart. If you got that thought came in your mind to change, now do it immediately. And this is what is called jazb. Our Honorable illustrious Shaykh Muhammad Abdul Hamid Sahib Madzazirul Ali explained, Hazrat Muhammad Masihullah Rahmatullah Ali used to say that everybody makes dua, Allah to give me jazb, that Allah pulls me like a magnet to Him. And Hazrat says, what is jazb? That if you're sitting in any majlis, any talk, or any time in the masjid at your home, the thought comes in your mind, hey, now I must change my life. Now I must come right. That is jazb. Allah is pulling you. Now just change your life. Just take that step forward and make an effort. Himmat-e marda, madad-e khuda. When you make that himmat, Allah Ta'ala's help, Allah Ta'ala's madad will come. So shaitan fools us and say, I'm still not right. No, we are not right. That's why we have to take bayat. That's why we have to get connected to the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So life is getting finished like a block of ice. Very fortunate is that person who is conscious of it and he makes profit out of his life. And this profit of our life is zindagi banana hai, guzarna nahi. We don't have to pass our life. That is passing on its own. We have to make our life. And how to make our life? Allah Ta'ala has taught us, kunum as-sadiqeen. We were the true pious servants of Allah. They will teach us that it's not like the English saying goes, that every good thing comes to an end. That is what with regard to the world. In reality, dunya, that is all those things that make you unmindful of Allah, there's no goodness in there. So it must come to an end in any case. As far as deen is concerned, every good thing only increases all the time. The value only increases. When you get connected to the friends of Allah, and you get the current of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then you'll see every month that is going past, there's a better month coming. And more Allah's rahmat is coming. Like particularly Hazrat explains, this very, very special season, from Rajab right down now to Zilhijjah. This is a very, very special season. Rajab already now a person after following the lifestyle of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now you got that eagerness to meet Allah. Allah granted us salah. That come, when you make sajda to me, you are at my doorstep. You are at the feet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What closeness. Hazrat Mawlana Rum rahmatullah alayhi used to say, when Allah gives me that sajda of closeness, I value it more than the 200 countries of the world. I can be the king of over 200 countries of the world. That one sajda is far valuable than that. We don't get the taste of it because we haven't got that current, that flow. So we have to come here to get this current. Then you get Shaban, that now you want to get closer to Allah. Allah says, take your spiritual bath. Make tawbah, make istighfar. Allah grants us a beautiful month of Ramadan Sharif. That month that now we have to get your bags ready. You have to get your passport in order. You're on your journey. You're going to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And outwardly, this journey of Hajj, Shaykh al-Hadith, Hazrat Mawlana Zakariya sahab, rahmatullah alayhi, says, this is an outward picture of the journey towards Akhirah. Just think, when a Haji is going, he's going towards Akhirah. Take a lesson, that Haji has to go, he needs his passport. He needs his baggage, etc. What is his passport? The passport of dunya. We are going to Akhirah, we need the passport of Iman. So we have to check our Iman all the time. That is why Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Jaddidu Imanakum. Renew your Iman all the time. Biqawli La Ilaha Illallah. Why the Ahlullah give us zikr to make daily? One, it is our medicine. Without this medicine, we can't survive. Spiritual strength we won't have. Shaitan will run havoc with us. So it's our medicine also, and this is increasing our Iman, our connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So daily we should be seeing that I'm making my zikr. Punctually I should be making my zikr. Then see, you'll feel the strength of Iman increasing. So you need your Iman. And then what luggage you need. Allah ta'ala says, I don't need all your clothing, I don't need all your food stuff, etc. Where are you going to board and lodge? Are you my mehman, that I will take care of you. When you're the mehman of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as it comes in the hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, a person who frequents the masjid, he is the guest of Allah. And it is only becoming of the host to take care of his guest. So when you frequent the masjid, Allah is going to take care. And if you on your journey to Hajj, and you on your journey to Akhirat, Allah is going to take care of us. So Allah Ta'ala says, don't worry about your boarding and lodging. That we will sort out very lightly. In dunya, you need to make some means, but put your trust in Allah. You just have to find out which hotel I will stay, but that's not the main focus of our Hajj. Sadly today, that has become the main focus. Our eating has become the main focus. Dining out when we're going for Hajj and Umrah. Where is this coming out? Where should be this featuring in this Mubarak trip? No, because we have termed it now. Hajj tour, Umrah tour, all these tours, it has become, in Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam foretold, a time will come when Hajj and Umrah will become like a tourist event, and people will be going for adventure. Allah Ta'ala save us, let us come to reality. This is the trip towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You're on your journey. When you're doing your passport, just check your passport of Iman. Allahu Akbar. One incident comes to mind. Hazrat has taught us that one pious buzurg of Darulum Dioban, humble ustad, he used to go and buy his oil from one Hindu man's shop in Darulum Dioban. And every day he used to go buy his little oil. One day he went and he gave a note. Somebody must have given him. And he said, this Hindu man saw the note. He said, Hazrat, this is a fake note. Hazrat fainted. When he fainted, they revived him. They gave him water. Then the Hindu man said, Hazrat, we know you. We know you're not a fraudster. We know you didn't want to cheat me or anything. Why you took it so serious? Why you fainted? He says, no, bhai, I didn't think that you'll think me, regard me as a cheater. I was worried if I come in front of Allah, Allah mustn't say your iman is fake. So this was the concern of the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our Shaykh teaches us to say it is very easy. To listen is more easy. This reality has to come. All the time. That is why Allah has taught us the dua. Rabbana la tuzigh qulubana ba'da idh hadaytana. Oh Allah, don't deviate our hearts, especially now in the time of fitna. Fitnas are pouring down like storms that are coming down. And Allah is warning us. What warnings, one after the other. We should be alert and we should be taking care. So we should be concerned and worried that our passport of iman must be in order all the time. So when you're checking your passport, just check if my passport of iman is there. Now you're packing your bags, you're putting your clothing and etc. Allah Ta'ala says, Al-Hajj wa shurum ma'lumat, faman farada fihinna al-hajj, fala rafatha wala fusuka wala jidala fil hajj, wama tafalu min khayri ya'lamuhu Allah, wa tazawwadu fa inna khayra al-zadi taqwa. Allah Ta'ala says this mawsam of hajj, coming to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a very honorable trip. But in this trip there's a lot of tests. As Allah Ta'ala says, that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us, when Sahaba Rajna asked Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ma hazil adai, what is this qurbani all about? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it's a whole documentary, encyclopedias. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was jawami al-kilam. In few words, he gave the whole encyclopedia. And he said, here, sunnah to abikum Ibrahim. This is the sunnah, the lifestyle of your forefather Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. In other words, go through the whole documentary, not on TV that we see big documentaries and this documentary and that documentary. Read Fazail Hajj. Read about the life story of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself says, wa iziptala Ibrahim rabbu bi kalimatin fatammahun, that your forefather Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, he didn't just become Khalilullah like that. We tested him. And what test we put him through? Allah Akbar. Allah is saying difficult test. Like our Shaykh says so beautifully, that don't expect that you in matric and you want to write a test of grade 3 or kindergarten. No, according to your level, that's the test you're going to get. So the friends of Allah, Allah Akbar, as Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, Ashadul Bala al-Anbiya, that the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam went through the greatest test, the greatest difficulties. And from all of them, Habibullah, the beloved of Allah, went through the greatest test, the greatest difficulties. What conditions Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had to go through. What qurbani. Today we got deen on a golden plate. But sadly, Mali mufdi le beraham. What you get free of charge, we don't appreciate. This deen has come to us, what qurbani, what sacrifice. We should think of the qurbani of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Forget Allahu Akbar. One drop of perspiration of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is so valuable. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has spilled drops and drops of blood for me and you. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had four of his namazes in the battle of Khandaq was made qaza. For who? For me and you. So we should be thinking these are the occasions and sacrifices. Allah Ta'ala put them through imtihan. And Allah says, فَاتَمَّهُمْ Ibrahim alayhi salam passed with flying colors. We're not going into the detail. There's a lot of, we should open our minds and think that from inception, Ibrahim alayhi salam had to give dawah to his father. He was born in a home that was, his father used to carve out the idols and then still sell it. So he was born in an environment of idol worship. And this did not... They didn't take to his heart at all. He was feeling total restless, and how he had to give dawah, and how he had to explain them in different ways. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told him, now, you go and take your child, your small baby, Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam, and go now, make hijrat from here. Go and settle in Makkatul Mukarrama. At that time, Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam didn't even know where was Makkatul Mukarrama. Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam had to show him. And on the way, as they were going, beautiful gardens were passing. Nice pastures. He said, are we going to rest here? Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam said, no, you carry on. Aage chalna hai. You have to move ahead. When they came to a place where our Shaykh says so beautifully, that the Ahlullah says, jaha khauf bhi akne kadam rakne ko darte the. Where fear also fell, was scared to put its foot. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam was commanded to now inhabit that place. Where there was only the thorny trees, no sign of vegetation, no sign of life, no human beings, no animals. And there he had to settle down with his wife and children. Hardly few days he settled there. Allah Ta'ala's command again, now you leave your wife and child and you carry on. Go and call people, connect people to the oneness of Allah. Go and fill their hearts with the current of the love of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Immediately he goes and he starts moving on his journey. As he's moving, his wife says, Hazrat Hajar Alayhi Salaam, where are you leaving us alone here? In this place, and just with scanty provisions, no talking, he just carries on. Again he carries on walking. Again she addresses her beloved husband, where are you leaving us in this scary place? He just carries on talking, carries on walking. When he comes to the four-way stop where he's about to turn and he won't able to even see his family. They won't able to see him. Now he comes to that place, she says, where are you leaving us in this scary place? Is it the command of Allah? Allahu Akbar. She just had to ask that. And he nods his head, not even says yes. He nods his head, she says, Izan la yudayyuna. Then you carry on. Allah has commanded you, Allah will take care of us. So this is that himself, a person has to become. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam made the dua after this great task, this imtihan. Rabbana waj'alna muslimaini lak. Wa min zurriyatina ummatan muslimatan lak. That, oh Allah, make me a Muslim. Who could be a better Muslim than Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam? In other words, we should not be satisfied with our Islam. We should be improving our Islam all the time. And not the different new models of Islam. The Islam that Allah has given to Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Islam that we just come down in this lineage. Sahaba, Tabi'in, Tabi Tabi'in. And today we got the Siddiqeen, the Salihin. Follow in that Islam and then you'll be holding this rope. Wa'tasimu bihablillah. The rope of Allah. So bring Islam in our lives, in our hearts. Bring the love of Allah. Let this penetrate in our homes. Our wives should get this Islam, this love of Allah. And they will take care of the children. They will instill it in the hearts of the child. So when Allahu Akbar, he carried on his mission. Then he came back after many years. And Allahu Akbar. And all the process, we should just think. Today we go for Hajj, comfortable airlines. You come there, there's comfortable hotel, everything. You go for Tawaf, everything is comfortable. Aircons also, fans also, tiles also. You go to Sa'i, Safa, Marwa, tiles, fans, everything. Yet we say it's tiring. Hey, it's very hot and we can't bear it. Perspiration is too much. Just think of Hazrat Hajar alayhi salatu wasalam. That crucial moment when the baby was hungry. No water, no sign of any help. And she's running from Safa to Marwa. And what condition she's running. And on that Allah Ta'ala felt pity. And Allah Ta'ala made Zamzam come out. Through the barakat of the sacrifice, we're getting Zamzam today. But sadly, Hazrat says today, when we go right to the source, Makkatul Mukarrama, Madinatul Munawwara, where we can enjoy the best drink of Allah, from Allah Ta'ala Himself, we go there and we got the Kala Pani on our Dasturkhan. We got the poison, the black water, and we are buying water. Allahu Akbar. How shaitan has fooled us. The best water you can get is Zamzam. Yet we'll go pay and buy water. Allahu Akbar. We have become so fooled. And then when we come back, Hazrat says, now we complaining that now they have restricted Zamzam. You can only come with 5 liters. Our conditions, we have made the conditions such. Hazrat says, our way of life, we don't enjoy Zamzam there. So Allah has restricted us. Now we're blaming the government, blaming everybody else. We should blame ourselves. And on the other hand, Hazrat says, when you can get some Zamzam, now you want to show everybody, Haji Sahib is coming with 220 liters. And now when Haji Sahib is coming with 220 liters, carrying it in his hands, now he wants help. People must help him. But at that time, everybody knows the Quranic ayat, Kullil mu'minina yaghuddu absarihim. That everybody should lower his gazes. That where are we going to help this Haji Sahib? But Haji Sahib wants to show everybody, see how Lord Zamzam I drink. But there in Makkah Sharif, Medina Sharif, we should see our Dasturkhan, what we are drinking. Anyway, after all this long procedure, the sacrifice, after Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, Bal Kaaba Sharif, Allah Ta'ala says, Wa'azin fin nas. Now call people, the Kaaba Sharif has been built. But what is more important than the building? Imarat-e-Hajj, Allah Ta'ala Himself says, Aj'altum siqayat al-Hajj wa imarat al-Masjid al-Haram kaman amana billahi wal-yawmil akhir wa jahada fi sabilillah la yastawuna inda Allah. that even the mushrikeen, they used to boast that we in charge of Haram Sharif. We are maintaining the Haram Sharif. We giving Hajis water. And they used to boast about it. This is the greatest actions we are doing. And certain Muslims also after Iman, they used to regard that giving water to the Hajis, this is a very great action. It is a great action. But they used to regard this greater than the mushrikeen. They used to regard this greater than even bringing Iman. Whereas Iman is the foundation. Without Iman, all your actions are null, zero. When you got Iman, you got one Allah. And then you do any good deeds, our actions are weak, not worth being accepted. But you got one Allah in your heart and you add namaz, you added a zero. Now it became 10. You added fasting, it became 100. You added zakat, it became 1,000. And in that way, it just increases. But if you don't have Allah, you got zero. Now add another 1,000 zeros, it's going to remain zero all the time. So Allah Ta'ala says, no. وَجَاهَدَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ Iman is far better than giving hajis water to drink, maintaining Haram Sharif. And then also, what Iman, more a very virtuous action is, jihad in a part of Allah. Going out and striving in a part of Allah. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, رَجَانَا مِنْ جِهَادِ الْأَصْغَرِ إِلَى جِهَادِ الْأَكْبَرِ We came back from the battlefield. There it was enthusiasm. You could give your life. Now you're coming back to your hometown. Now shaitans, all his traps are going to be around you. Now is the bigger jihad. Now jihadun nafs. So we first have to learn to make jihad in nafs. And Qazi Sanaullah Panipati rahmatullahi, a great muhaddis of his time, has mentioned that actually imarat-e masjid-e haram, that is maintaining and keeping abad the masjid, actually means for what the masjid has been built. Like Allah Ta'ala says, wa'azzin fin nas. Now announce to people to come to Masjid-e-Haram, to come and make tawaf, to come and make salah, to come and make zikr, to come and make tilawat. Those are the greatest actions, even greater than Hajj. Allahu Akbar. Like Allah Ta'ala takes qasam of these 10 days. And then Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that these 10 days are so great in eyes of Allah. They are so mubarak that Allah loves the ibadat in these days more than any other days. In the heart of Sahaba, they knew jihad was a very great action. So they asked Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, even more greater than jihad? Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, even greater than jihad. Unless you go out with your wealth, yourself, and you become martyred in a path of Allah, then you'll get the great reward. But Qazi Sanaullah Panipati Rahmatullah Alayhi has mentioned, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentions in one hadith very, very clearly to the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, shouldn't I show you such an action which is the most virtuous of actions in eyes of Allah? It is that action that your Malik, your owner, Allah Rabbul Izzat, will become extremely happy with you. It is that action that is more valuable than spending gold and silver in a path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is that action that is more valuable than you go out in a path of Allah in jihad with your health and your wealth, and you have a stern battle with your opposition, your enemy, the kuffar, and you slain him and he slays you. More valuable than this. Sahaba said, which is that action? Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, zikrullah, the ibadat of Allah. For what the masjid has been built. The masjid hasn't been built for beautiful chandeliers, beautiful all the carpets. That is by the way Allah has made the facilities. The pious have said so beautifully that the beauty of the skies is the star. The stars are the beauty of the skies. The beauty of the earth is the Ahlullah. The beauty of the masjid is the people who frequent the masjid. The musallin, and those musallin, like our Shaykh says, you come early for Fajr, you're sitting, you read your 2 rakat sunnat of Tahiyatul Masjid, your sunnat of Fajr, and now you're sitting and making tilawat of Quran Sharif. Imagine that beautiful scene in a masjid. If every masjid have got that beautiful scene, what a beautiful scene. So these are the days to recognize Allah. When you make the zikr of Allah, you'll recognize the greatness of Allah. So we'll just try and end off very quickly. That Allah Ta'ala is saying, Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam announced people must come for Hajj. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam says, oh Allah, alone me, who is going to hear me? It's not the time of technology, cell phones, any radios. Allah Ta'ala says, you announce, our work is to pass on the message. So our work is to do the work of deen. Allah Ta'ala will give the fruits and results. We don't have to worry. We have to do our effort. And this is the system of Allah. One is dua and one is dawa. That you take bayat, now you have to make mujahada. Make that effort. Do our zikr. Stay away from sin. Allah Ta'ala will give us the reward. And what reward? sports. Today, look at how it's Haramain Sharifain is full. It's buzzing all the time. We should be making dua for the Hujjaj. We should be making dua, Allah make it easy for them. Accept their Hajj, accept their Ziyarat. We're not there physically, but our soul should be there. Our heart should be at Kaaba Sharif. Our heart should be at Madina to Munawwara. Our beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, what effort he made that today Islam is flourishing in the world. We might think Islam is suppressed. No, friends, wallah. Go anywhere in the world. We saw in one town in Canada, in the heart of the town, a big church. Once upon a time, just before Ramadan, the church label was there. Now it's Masjid Noor. Allahu Akbar. In the heart of a city. What, and not only one or two, many, many places. And as our Sheikh says, we think Islam is suppressed, Islam is flourishing. We have to see how much we're coming into Islam. We have to bring ourselves into Islam that we don't fall off the train. Allah Ta'ala give me and all of us tawfiq and understanding. And these are the days to recognize Allah, the greatness of Allah. That is why Allah Ta'ala has made incumbent the takbir-e-tashriq. Hazrat says now the takbir-e-tashriq, it has got full the tawheed, the oneness of Allah. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Think of the greatness of Allah. That there is nobody greater besides Allah. Even me, that I think I'm very great. I've got some my egos. Allah is the greatest. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Hazrat says so beautifully, when the days of takbir start, that is Yomul Arbiya, next Wednesday from Fajr time, 23 salas, then Hazrat says we shouldn't just read it out of josh, that before the Imam even finishes second salam, we want to show up that day I'm in the Fajr salah, I'm first in the surf, and what big loud voices, we just screaming the tashriq. No, we should read it in a loud voice, not in a soft voice also, meek, but not what josh, what reality, and what is the this is not an empty capsule, this is a full capsule of tawheed. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, la ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, there is nobody for me besides Allah Rabbul Izzat. Like Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam's whole kissa, when he was being thrown in a fire, he even told Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah knows my condition, I don't need your help. And Allah Ta'ala's assistance came. When Allah Ta'ala commanded, now your son, you love him more, you love me more. فَلَمَّا بَلَغَ مَوْسَعْيَ قَالَ يَا بُنَيَ إِنِّي أَرَى فِي الْمَنَامِ أَنِّي أَسْبَوْكَ فَانْزُرْ مَاذَا تَرَى. That Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam sees in a dream, and the dreams of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam are wahi, that he is slaughtering his son. First, Allahu Akbar, he puts lots, 10 camels, and his son's name, the son's name comes out, but he slaughters all those camels, and he slaughters 100 camels, but still his son's name comes out. He realizes Allah wants my son, and to give your life is much more easier than to take your own beloved son's life. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam shows his allegiance to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He gives the life, he wants to give his life of his son, but he wants to see, I made tarbiyat of my wife and children, I gave them this love of Allah, I gave them Islam, is it in them or not? So he asked his son, that Allah says this, what do you think? It was not mashura, it was not taking his opinion, it was testing his tarbiyat. He said, Ya Abati fa'al ma tu'mar. He said, oh my beloved father, and look at the words, that Ya Abati, my beloved father. His father talks to him with love, Ya Bunayya, oh my beloved son, ma tu'mar, satajiduni inshaAllah min as-salat. What Allah has commanded, I only have one life, if I had 1,000 lives, and not I will be good, inshaAllah min as-sabirin. Allah gives me sabr, inshaAllah I'll make sabr. So this whole reality should be in front of us, that can we sacrifice one eyesight? Can we sacrifice one, that nafs is tempting us, that go on this pond site, go to this resort, and it's full, it's busy time now, it's time, summertime, women are dressing naked, half naked, and we want to go to these places, or wasting our times in the mall. Can we sacrifice these things? So we have to think, this is the sacrifice. So Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ibrahim alayhi salam is sacrificing, Jibreel alayhi salam is coming down with the ram. Our Shaykh says, Allah Ta'ala qurbani mangte hai, qurbani lete nahi. Allah asks for qurbani, he doesn't take. He knows we are too weak, he just wants to see our spirit, how much we can give to Allah, how much we are eager to get closer to Allah. Allah will pull us to him. Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam is worried, Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam has not slaughter his son, but learn the qudrat of Allah. La ilaha illallah. No one has got power, no one has got ability, nobody is for us besides Allah. Nothing can happen in the world, no conspiracy, no governments, ones besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Jibreel, to draw the attention of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, he knows how much he loves the zikr of Allah. So he says, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam is looking up, where is the sound coming? So Malaika saying, La ilaha illallah, Wallahu Akbar, again Allahu Akbar. Ibrahim alayhi, by then Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam comes with the ram, and he says, Allah says, you have passed the test, flying colors. How you have passed? Your family have passed, your child have passed. You all deserve this ram. You're slaughtering the ram, but you'll get the sawab as if you're giving your own life. You're giving the life of your children. So this is qurbani. Not just qurbani, is not the sadqa, just send our money to this place and that place. Muftis will say, your qurbani is made. But get involved in the qurbani. As Allah Ta'ala says that, give the poor also their share. Let them also taste of the qurbani. And qurbani is not really distributing the meat and that is a secondary thing. Allah says, لَيْ يَنَالَ اللَّهُ لُحُومُهَا وَلَا دِمَاءُهَا وَلَاكِي يَنَالُ التَّقْوَى مِنْكُمْ. This whole effort and this journey of Hajj is, Allah says, all your baggage, what we want? وَتَزَوَّدُوا فَإِنَّ خَيْرَ زَادِ التَّقْوَى. How much you have packed taqwa, your love of Allah in your bags, that's how much you'll enjoy your journey of Hajj. And the action of qurbani, this great ibadat, supposed to be only for the Hajjis. Allah made it am for all the people throughout the world. Allah wants to see our taqwa, how much we got this love for Allah, that I'm prepared to give my life, mere jina, mere marna Allah Ta'ala ke liye. I'll love in the obedience of Allah. I'll die, sacrifice my desires, but I won't break the commands of Allah. That is dying for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when you make your qurbani yourself, best do it in your homes, our yards, we've got enough space. And let our woman folk also, with parda facilities at home, it's so easy. Let them also take the knife and see. A Muslim must be strong. When he sees blood, he mustn't be weak and meager and faint. You must be strong also. But no, I'm giving my life for Allah. Inna salati wa nusuki wa mahyaya wa mati lillahi rabbil alameen. So this takbir at tashriq carries on 23 namazes. Allah wants to build tawheed in our hearts, that we reach the climax, that, oh Allah, I want to meet you. To meet Allah, you have to go through the process of mort, of death. Then you can meet Allah. And meet Allah with how much taqwa we have got, how much the love of Allah. When we eager to meet Allah, Allah is eager to meet us. So Allah Ta'ala give us this reality through the barakat of our honorable illustrious Shaykh and following in his path and be paban with our zikr, etc. And attending the majalis and with this dua to Allah Ta'ala that, oh Allah, take me out of this filthy lifestyle. Let me be obedient to you, Ya Allah. And let me follow in the same spirit of our akabirin and Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam and our beloved Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillah.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Firstly, inshallah, we should all make dua for Hazrat Wala's health daily. We should take out some time, read through the Qats of Salah and make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Those who have got the means, give some sadaqah also for Hazrat's health. Allah Ta'ala give him long life and let us take full benefit, inshallah. We read on the Sunnah dua. Inshallah, all of us say Ameen after it. أسأل الله العظيم رب العرش العظيم أن يشفيه 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 إن شاء الله tomorrow night after the Maghrib Salat العشاء صلاة will be our monthly مجلس فشعر ذكر عند دار العلوم. And inshallah on Yawmul Ahad, on Sunday morning, from 10 o'clock to Zuhar Salah, the majlis will continue. Humble request for all the brothers to participate. And as Hazrat Maulana said, inshallah Hazrat will be well tomorrow. If he has a good sleep at night, then inshallah he'll be fit and ready to come. But even if Hazrat is not there, Hazrat's tawajjuh is there, the barakat and blessings are there. The person who will take part, inshallah, he will get the full benefit. Allah give us the tawfiq, inshallah. And then inshallah in 2 weeks' time, we'll be having our Isla'i Jalsa in Cape Town. In 2 weeks' time. I think the 2nd of October, the 17th of Zulhijjah, we'll be having our Islai Chalsa in Cape Town from Yawmul Jumu'ah, from Sunday, until Yawmul Ahad, from Friday till Sunday. So I'm a request for all those brothers who can participate, inshallah, to take part, to take as many other brothers as well.
Amen. Bismillah ar-Rahman. إلا الله 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 لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم دل کو اگر چمکانا ہو تو کر لو ذکر إلا الله إلا الله إلا الله illallah, 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 la ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. Koi bataye dariyaon ko aisi rawani kisne di, kisne chamakta din bakhsha ye raat suhani kisne di, nanne munne paudon ko gulshan mein jawani kisne di, wo yakta kudrat bhi rakhta aisa hai mera Allah, aisa hai mera Allah, illallah, 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 la ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. تاریخ اپنی عظمت کی لکھوائی رب کعبہ نے جان لٹا کر دین کو زندہ رکھا ہمارے آبا نے جنگ احد میں خون نبوت دیکھا جو ہی صحابہ نے ایک دن میں دی ستر جانے ایک دن میں دی ستر جانے کیسا پیارا ہے اللہ illallah 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 la ilaha illallah muhammadur rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam
اللهم صل على سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد صلاة تنجينا بها من جميع الأحوال والآفات وتقضي لنا بها جميع الحاجات وتطهرنا بها من جميع السيئات وترفعنا بها عندك أعلى الدرجات وتبلغنا بها أقصى الغايات من جميع الخيرات في الحياة وبعد الممات إنك على كل شيء قدير اللهم صل صلاة كاملة وسلم سلاما تاما على سيدنا محمد تنحل به العقد وتنفرج به الكرب وتقضى به الحوائج وتنال به الرغائب وحسن الخواتيم ويستسقى الغمام بوجهه الكريم وعلى آله وصحبه في كل لمحة ونفس بعدد كل معلوم لك اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد كلما ذكره ذاكر اللهم صل على محمد كلما غفل عن ذكره الغافل اللهم ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين يا الله ما لغناهكم عفر ما يا الله ما لخطاؤكم عفر ما يا الله ما لساري خطاؤكم عفر ما يا الله ما لشوتي بڑي یا اللہ دن کے رات کے جوانی کے بڑھاپے کے یا اللہ دانستہ نہ دانستہ جان بوجھ کر کے یا اللہ بھولے سے یا اللہ جتنے بھی گناہ جیسے بھی گناہ ہم نے کیے ہیں یا اللہ سارے کے سارے گناہوں کو معاف فرما لے یا اللہ گناہوں سے ہم نے بچنے کی توفیق عطا فرما اللہ ہر وقت گناہوں سے پرہیز کی توفیق عطا فرما اللہ یا اللہ ہمیں تقوی عطا فرما خوف عطا فرما یا اللہ ورا عطا فرما یا اللہ ہمیں زہد عطا فرما یا اللہ یا اللہ دنیا سے بے رغبتی عطا فرما یا اللہ یا اللہ تیری سچی پکی محبت عطا فرما یا اللہ یا اللہ تو ہمارا ہو جا ہمیں اپنا بنا دے یا اللہ یا اللہ ہمارے بزرگ اور ہمارے شیخ حضرت مولانا عبدالحمید صاحب دامت برکات ہم کو شفاء کامل عاجلہ مستمر عطا فرما یا اللہ ان کے سائے کو ہمارے اوپر تا دیر قائم رکھ یا اللہ یا اللہ ان کو کامل شفا عطا فرما یا اللہ یا اللہ یا اللہ یا اللہ یا اللہ ہم آپ کا شکر ادا کرتے ہیں یا اللہ جتنی آپ کی نعمتیں ہمارے اوپر ہیں یا اللہ ساری نعمتوں پر ہم شکر ادا کرتے ہیں یا اللہ یا اللہ سارے گناہوں سے معافی چاہتے ہیں اور ساری نعمتوں پر شکر ادا کرتے ہیں یا اللہ یا اللہ یا اللہ یا اللہ جہاں کہیں مسلمان پریشان ہیں ان کی پریشانیوں دور فرما یا اللہ یا اللہ امت کی پریشانیوں کو دور فرما یا اللہ یا اللہ امت کا کوئی پرسان حال نہیں ہے یا اللہ یا اللہ اس امت کے اوپر یا اللہ رحم فرما یا اللہ یا اللہ جہاں کہیں بھی مسلمان مظلوم ہیں ان کی مدد فرما یا اللہ یا اللہ ہماری ٹوٹی پھوٹی دعاؤں کو قبول فرما یا اللہ اس مجلس کو یا اللہ بے حد قبول فرما یا اللہ اس مجلس کو بے حد قبول فرما یا اللہ اس مجلس کو بے حد قبول فرما یا اللہ یا اللہ یہ بہت بڑے دن ہیں یا اللہ یا اللہ یا اللہ ذی الحجہ کے دن ہیں یا اللہ یا اللہ یا اللہ یا اللہ اس کی قدردانی کی توفیق عطا فرما یا اللہ یا اللہ اس میں زیادہ سے زیادہ عبادت کرنے کی توفیق عطا فرما یا اللہ یا اللہ ہماری ٹوٹی پھوٹی دعاؤں کو قبول فرما یا اللہ ہماری اولاد کو یا اللہ ہدایت عطا فرما یا اللہ ہمارے جوانوں کو
ہدایت عطا فرما یا اللہ، ہمارے گروہوں کو ہدایت عطا فرما، ہماری لڑکیوں کو ہدایت عطا فرما، امت کی بیٹیوں کو ہدایت عطا فرما یا اللہ، یا اللہ یا اللہ سب کو صراط مستقیم پر چلا یا اللہ، یا اللہ ان کو برے کاموں سے بچا دے، بری صحبت سے بچا دے، درخت سے بچا دے، شراب پینے سے بچا دے یا اللہ، حرام کاری سے بچا دے یا اللہ، زنا سے بچا دے یا اللہ، یا اللہ یا اللہ سب کو ہدایت عطا فرما، پوری انسانیت کو ہدایت عطا فرما یا اللہ، ہمیں ہم میں سے کسی کو بھی محروم نہ فرما یا اللہ، یا اللہ یا اللہ جتنے لوگ یہاں پر یا اللہ آئے ہوئے ہیں یا اللہ سب آپ کی محبت میں آئے ہوئے ہیں یا اللہ، یا اللہ سب کے آنے کو یا اللہ قبول فرما یا اللہ، یا اللہ آپ جانتے ہیں کہ ہمارے دلوں کے اندر کیا کیا یا اللہ باتیں ہیں، ہمارے کیا کیا مسائل ہیں یا اللہ، سارے مسائل کو یا اللہ حل فرما یا اللہ، اور ہماری کیا کیا حاجتیں ہیں یا اللہ، ساری حاجتوں کو پورا فرما یا اللہ، یا اللہ ہماری پوری پوری دعاؤں کو قبول، اپنے فضل و قبر کرم سے اور نبی کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کے صدقے میں تو قبول فرما۔ ربنا تقبل منا انك انت السميع العليم، وتب علينا يا مولانا انك انت التواب الرحيم، وصلى الله على خير خلق سيدنا محمد وعلى اله وصحبه اجمعين، سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، وسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله رب العالمين.